Neil Ross here, and it's time to get altered and get geeky on Altered Geek with Steve Megatron.
Hello, and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me for the first time in a while is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Don't start off on that note.
Sorry.
I was just talking to somebody actually at work, and it's kind of funny because I was mentioning, because we were a little flustered, and I mentioned that we used to do a podcast called Headshot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking about the absurdity that our America Light co-host would bring up during the show that was like not at all appropriate by comparison. And I didn't go into detail, but it was still entertaining. Which I'm gonna have to dig those out sometime just for posterity and fun's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see if I can find any good like clips of us saying things that are just off the wall and then just using them later. You know, like our own you know, Malcolm McDowell and Sprint clip.
Yep.
But putting them together from old clips from Headshot.
and
using them for the holidays or when we have to record a podcast that's not necessarily ideal.
Oh, see, I don't even do that. Like, for the last couple of years, I think I've only done it once, but I've meant to do it the last couple of years. There was one year where I had an outtakes episode of The Pull Bag simply because I couldn't get hosts lined up or I didn't want to cover something by myself or whatever. So I just took a bunch of out-of-context crap, threw it together, and called it an outtakes episode.
See, I need to do that. I actually left an outtake in the episode previous to this one that, according to release date, with Mike the Birdman Dodd, I go to say, get altered, get geeky, but I said, get altered, get leaky. And Dodd just loses it, and he's like, ha ha ha, he said leaky. And then I went, which is what I normally do when I screw something up. Or I'll just start throwing in random words that are of gibberish, and it's entertaining to me because I'm like, I gotta delete it anyway. But I'm gonna start saving those when I botch something and I'm recording, and putting those into like an outtakes episode later on. Because I think when I hit episode 350, I think that would be a fun time to just bring those out. Whether they're vocal things for DJ or for this podcast or for another podcast or something else I record, I think it would be fun just to pull out all the outtakes or, you know, what's a coulda did or you know, things like that. I was, like, this tempted to pull out, like, The Beast Unleashed earlier and just listen to it because I was like, I need something to make me laugh.
It's so funny when I record with Lady Wreck, Beatles Diva, and Hahi Prime. Lady Wreck is Amy, and Beatles Diva is Nicole. Heather is Hahi Prime. When we started recording the Showtime Synergy Gem review show back in 2014. We didn't start releasing it until 2015. Well, at the time, Lady Wreck was pregnant with her third child, and our running joke between her, myself, and Nicole is we usually ended up recording at 1 or 2 a.m. Eastern because it's like, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12 Pacific time or whatever. So I'm staying up till 3, 4 in the morning recording with these ladies at the time, and it's like it didn't even – there's stuff in Showtime Synergy that – it doesn't rival The Beast Unleashed, but it's pretty darn close kind of thing. And it's like, we'll sit there and talk for 45 minutes before we even start recording. Well, I record everything anyway, but before we actually start the actual episode. And it's like, I'll take a piece of that and throw it in at the end or something or whatever, or, you know, something like that. It's just, I don't know, just the whole point, the whole reason, besides reviewing stuff and discussing stuff, the whole point of podcasting to me is sitting around your computer or microphone, or hell, even if you're in person, sitting around a table talking with your friends and just having a conversation and just forgetting that the microphone's there, or forgetting that you're quote unquote on the air, even though we are actually recording these, you know, and then editing them, and they're not a live broadcast kind of thing. So it's like, we've said some crazy stuff over the years.
Oh yeah, we've definitely said some crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like, yeah. If you took the outtake I have of you, you know, with, you know, Barney and Megatron, and then
that was the first clip Mike that came after to my head.
Saying, yeah, throw Mike Dodd after it saying, "Oh my God, he's punching himself," or whatever it is, and then, you know, "This part has been edited. Ha ha ha. You'll never know it is actually here." Yeah,
that would
there's
actually
so many outtake.
I was gonna say, but that would be hilarious to throw that together like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just so many outtake things that are very, very cool. I've been meaning to get it done, but I haven't yet as of this recording, which hopefully by the time this airs, it will be done. We had Bridget and Jenna from Geek Responsibly on Geekcast Radio a couple weeks ago, and Jenna had emailed me or whatever saying, "Hey, would you mind putting, you know, here's a bunch of stuff we've said. Throw it together and make us an intro." I'm like, okay, sure. So I've got their intro and outro music that they use for the show and whatever, and I've got all these things, and I've started to create, you know, something. And I'm just going to put my voice at the beginning and end of what they're saying. So I haven't done this yet, but I'll say something like, "You're tuned into Geek Responsibly. Here's just a sample of what you'll be in store, what you will find in store in this podcast." And it'll be the little clip things that I threw together from them. And at the end of it, I'll say something like, "Be sure to geek responsibly, unlike these women," or something. "And now here's the show," or I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I'm just saying, like, you know, just that's the fun. Besides the recording and the discussing and talking, like, honestly, the fun is in the editing and with how much, you know, especially me, I can pull a reference out of my ass at a moment's notice. It doesn't matter what it is. And, you know, I can make all kinds of connections, and I'll throw those little, like, 1 or 2 second or 30 second clips in. Like, you know, say you say something about the president or whatever, I'll go find a clip of the president saying something stupid or whatever. Not trying to get political, just saying the man says stupid stuff at times, you know, and I'll put it in there, and then I'll put like a little record scratch, and it'll come back to whatever conversation we're having or whatever. That's just the fun of it. And people are like, "Oh, well, you should be able to edit a podcast in 30 minutes or less, or 45 minutes or less." Well, yeah, if you just want to slap it all together and not like do any attention to detail. The reason why I take 3 to 4, 5 sometimes, there was one podcast, it was only because of how long it was. It took me 12 and a half, almost 13 hours to edit. I didn't do it all at once. I did 6 hours and then 6 hours the next day. It was our jam music countdown thing, because we talked so much, because we each had a top 10 song from the cartoon series. So that's 30 tracks. And it's like, oh God, this is going to take me forever. But that's the fun of it, is you go through an episode, like, let's say a 2.5 hour episode might take me 4 hours to edit. An hour and a half episode might take me 2 hours to edit, because I'm actually listening through to each piece of the episode. I'm listening to the whole thing for the first time after it's been recorded. That's why half the time I don't go back and listen to any of the podcasts I've put online over the years, because I've already heard them as I've edited them.
Yeah, I really don't go back and listen to anything anymore that I've recorded after the editing process, just because, yeah, I remember it all while I'm editing. And then after the fact, I'm like, I'm good. I don't have to ever reference this again. And then until I forget what I was even talking about it in the future, and then I have to come back to it, and I'm like, what was this episode about? And
yeah,
I have like a virtual memory dump. like every time I record. So it's kind of funny. Although I will remember the most recent episodes if it's like, I can remember who was on an episode per se, but like I can't necessarily remember what the topic was.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's really not memorable to me, I will forget the topic as soon as I get done hitting stop. which is not good either. Yeah, I mean, it's a process. I mean,
yeah. They say anyone can do a podcast. That's true, but you have to have time, dedication, all the. Place kind of a thing, and not everyone can put the time in that I put in. Not everyone can put the time in that some other people do, which I completely understand. I mean, like I said, I think I said this earlier in this episode, I might have said it off air. I'm basically backdating October's episodes of the Pullback because I haven't been able to record them yet, and it's already the, you know, second week of November, third week at this point, whatever, you know, kind of a thing. Because for me, like, what I used to do was from January 1st to October 31st, I will work my butt off those 10 months to get whatever we at Geekcast Radio Network want to get done, and by Halloween I'm like, okay, I'm cutting back. From Halloween to New Year's Eve, I'm like, I'm cutting back severely. Whatever we want to do, we better get it done, or else, you know, once Thanksgiving and Black Friday and December 1st hit, I'm pretty much blah at that point.
So that would be an interesting question for people, is if they're a podcaster, if they're a listener, and do they just kind of tune out towards the end of the year because they're just so swamped, or if they, you know, stop production to give themselves a break? Because I've never personally taken a break, even though I swear I'm going to, and then I never do.
I don't take an actual, like, just completely full stop. I just cut back, you know how I am. I can record, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 shows a week. So I'll cut that in, like, 3/3 or 2/3 or less, you know, more than half. I'll cut back on more than half of that. And record maybe 3 or 4 shows a week during the holiday season.
See, I'm crazy, though. I mean, I used to record like 6 episodes a week, which was overkill. And I'm like, no, I'm done. unless there's an episode of somebody else's show I'm guesting on.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I would be recording All Things Transformers if I had content to cover.
Yeah, and it wasn't same thing, just the crappy news stuff that's been out.
Yeah, and I don't feel like it's important enough to cover news. And unless I'm going to record an episode anyway and it's something that interests me, I really don't talk about it because there's enough podcasts that cover the news. I'd rather just cover what I care about that comes up. And then Future Imperfect will go back into full gear once Star Trek Discovery comes back, and once there's more of the Picard show news and the animated series and all the other stuff that's coming, which, again, it'll go back into production in 2019. I'm not messing with it right now. I mean, I might do one or two more just on the fact of there's CBS having the little short episodes. The 15-minute mini episodes, basically their own short films or fan films, because, you know, fans aren't allowed to do more than 15 minutes now, or 30 minutes or somewhere in that neighborhood. It's a really stupid number. But I don't mind covering those, but really they're not important to the overall, even though they say they are. Well, I mean, we'll see. But again, it's kind of just dumb, so I don't really care. But and then Altered Geek, I've switched back to the weekly, and I think that it's benefited from being a weekly show again instead of twice a week, just because I'm not losing my mind and trying to hit these numbers of the certain days. And
It's, you know, I go crazy from my own production schedule thing at times, where it's like, oh, I need to get these 8 episodes out in this 5-week month or whatever it is, and I'll go to, you know, posting on Wednesday and Saturday for the pull bag, and sometimes on, like I said, on a 5-week month, and it's like, are people actually listening to this even if I was only publishing once a week or whatever? Because, you know, you tell me that there are numbers, but it's like, I get zero interaction on the pull bag. Like, you know, even if it's just, hey, I listened to the episode, I liked what you said about insert comic here or whatever.
Yeah, I've got a number of theories on and ways to increase this in 2019, so we'll see what pans out. I will say, though, that All Things Transformers is the number one downloaded show on the network, followed by Altered Geek, followed by the pull bag.
Hmm.
And then Tooncast below that. So,
yeah.
And then, funny enough, it goes Pogs, or no, not Pogs. Tied with the pull bag is Geekcast Radio, and then there's Tooncast, and then Tooncast Beyond, followed by. MWire actually has downloads. Cinema Geeks. Yeah, but that's as far as the current metrics are concerned, so
yeah.
It's a little bit different since the switch. Granted, these are only like since we switched from Blog Talk to Spreaker.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a little bit different. And the way that the counts work are a little bit different now too. So but yeah, some of the interesting things with the podcast industry now are, I don't know if you're familiar with iHeartRadio.
Of course, who isn't?
You know that they filed for bankruptcy, right?
Oh, no.
Earlier this year. It was way earlier this year. What it was is iHeartRadio had acquired, like, Stuff Media, parent company, for $55 million this fall, but I guess that aside from their difficulties financially, they've asked, and there's a rumor going around that Apple is considering an investment in iHeartRadio.
Oh my god.
Which I would be interested to find out what that entails. What length of it, because I'm not a fan of Apple, considering they own the podcasting market, and they pretty much only promote what's in their new and noteworthy, which is not really anything. I mean, it's stuff people listen to, but it's not, like, that system can be gamed.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay on Fiverr and get somebody to put you in that list. Like, it's stupid. So, like, a better directory actually needs to be created. And then iHeartRadio, like, pissed off a bunch of the podcasting industry recently. Because they're like, we're going to have the very first podcast awards in January. And everybody's like, there's been, like, 3 of them.
Yeah,
before
really.
This, one of them is, like, podcastawards.com that's been doing it for 14 years now. But, you know, it actually does it for every show and ones that people nominate. So it's an actual award ceremony, which is kind of funny. Actually, one of our friends of the show, Hank from TPE Entertainment, he actually won an award for his Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast.
Hmm.
Recently, which is awesome. And in years past, like, you know, This Week in Tech and other, you know, Leo Laporte and people like that have won, and various shows like that. So I mean, it notices not only people from, like, the early days, but it notices people through now. And then you get things like at the podcast movement, and then you get there's, like, another podcast awards, and then iHeart's like, we're having the number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, right. And then so, yeah, they were under a microscope after that because people were like, they suck.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's, you know, all these other goofy things going on in the podcasting industry. But What distribution platforms do you generally listen to your podcast from when you listen? Like, do you listen from directly from the website? Do you get them from iTunes? Do you get them from...
The sad thing is, I used to get all the podcasts from iTunes, whether it be our stuff on Geekcast Radio Network or other stuff. But since I'm in such heavy production rotation over the last 5 years out of the 10 that I've been podcasting, very rarely do I listen to anything. Like, I've listened to the last... The first two part DJ Valentine episodes you did here on Altered Geek with him, I listened to those. I listened to three or four of the Geek Responsibly episodes. Other than that, I haven't listened to shit. I just can't. I'm sorry. I just don't have the time to listen to. I would love to be able to. I mean, I used to, before I started podcasting, I would spend 2, 3, 4 hours at my computer just listening and, you know, playing games in the background while I'm listening to the podcast and stuff. But I don't listen anymore. I don't know why. Other than I don't have the time. I don't know why. I don't listen to anything anymore half the time.
Yeah, when I listen, it's primarily through iTunes, but it's only because everybody's podcast is in there. And it's easiest way to aggregate it. However, that being said, if the podcast exists on Spreaker, I've been using their app on my Android phone to download shows. So like I listen to a variety of different shows. Like, I don't know, like I'll listen to like School of Podcasting. I listen to a lot of our content, Geek Responsibly, This Week in Tech, The Screensavers. Podcasters Roundtable, which I was a guest on episode 100, talking about podcasts that got over 100 episodes. And at that time I was like 250 something of this show. Maybe lower. I don't know. Maybe I was at like 225. I don't know. And then, you know, like Geek News Central and like voiceover podcasts, cause I'm kind of trying to get back into that realm of things. I'm listening to some video game podcasts. Mike Powers mentioned the What a Cartoon podcast, where they analyze like one specific episode, like one the best episode of a animated series. And then they break it down over, you know, that, and then they kind of go off in different tangents on that show, but over with history elements and things like that over a hour podcast. And so that was kind of interesting to listen to. I listened to the one about Heart of Ice on BTAS, which was their first episode of that podcast. Kind of an interesting show. So I'm kind of listening to a lot of different shows at the moment to kind of get a different vibe and feel of like a lot of the modern things that people listen to. Just so that I can try and apply some of those things here and kind of see what sticks and what doesn't. And so I've been trying to listen to a lot more of that, trying to get a lot more information, input, as far as what people are doing and interested in, and things I'm interested in. And so it's not just a listen to take ideas. It's listening because I actually enjoy the show. Because if I don't, I unsubscribe immediately. Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, I've been kind of doing that. And then... but it's funny, I was listening to... a couple of podcasts from some, you know, OG podcasters kind of in the realm of what we are. I only say that they're more OG just for the fact that they've been around longer and they actually make money.
Yeah.
So, I was listening to a couple of them and they're like, man, we're considered, you know, old, you know, get off my lawn podcasters at this point because, you know, they're like, all these new kids coming in have all these new ideas, have all these new platforms. They do the video podcasting, which I've toyed around with the concept of it. And I actually, now that I got my green screen, I may actually do some of that periodically. And it would probably be a solo thing. I'll probably just try it out and see how it goes and maybe go from there. But it's funny because I hear them talking about hand coding the RSS feeds and you know, editing the multi-line and everything else. And I'm like, man, that brings back memories that I don't want to repeat.
Painful memories.
Yeah, where I had to hand code the website and every time somebody posted an episode, because what had happened is I tried to duplicate Twig's website with a theme. I don't know if you remember that on the 1.0 website.
Headshot.
So continuing from that, stupid Skype. By the way, I'm experimenting.
Canadians.
What's that?
Canadians.
Oh, it's Microsoft. So I played the fifth and I blame Microsoft, but, yeah, I don't know. I consider myself an OG original podcaster. I consider all of us on the network that way. But I don't wish to relive the writing my own RSS feeds. I do love the Blueberry podcast plugin in WordPress, because it's made the RSS feeds infinitely easier on there. Granted, the ones that are submitted everywhere are on Spreaker. Just for the fact that I want the reporting. The only difficult part is if I ever need to change the RSS, it's going to suck. But that's part of why we're redoing the main website again, is because then we'll have all the podcasts on the network again.
Yep.
The only thing that'll
suck. Except for one.
Yeah, except for one, with good reason.
Hey, I put a lot of work into that, you know. I just don't know if anyone has the actual episodes for it anymore, because I don't.
There's two people that have actually emailed me saying they have them.
Oh, good.
I still have them. And I'm pretty sure Bondo Mike still has them.
Oh, good.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong.
It's nice to see Team Bottomus revived again.
Yes. yeah, I did lose that podcast completely.
Yeah.
I don't even have a backup of it anywhere, which is surprising, because usually when I delete something, I have a copy somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if people actually have those, I would be interested to have them. But
talking about, folks, is Team Bottomus Variety Hour. It was a podcast I specifically created for Paul, aka Optibotomus, on YouTube to do, just talk about whatever he wanted to talk about. And not have to be on camera or any of that stuff, just audio discussions of toys and things like that and whatever else. We only ended up producing like 33 episodes, and I think we had a updated interview with Larry Kenny or something or other, kind of a thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I would be interested to have that if people still have it downloaded, like send it to me on a Google Drive or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Podcasting's changed a lot in the last 10, 12 years.
Yeah, it has. And I almost have not kept up with a lot of it. Like, I've had the same microphone. Now I've got the same set of headphones since 2014. I just keep buying the same headphones. I've only had to buy, actually, my wife for Christmas last year got me a new pair of the JVC headphones that Dustin Vancour had mentioned to me about a few years ago. So I'm on my second pair of the headphones, but I've had the same microphone since 2009 when I upgraded my microphone. I have not had to change anything. The only thing I've had to change, since I'm editing more now than I was before, which I wasn't doing crap for editing, is obviously I've learned Adobe Sound Booth and all that and everything else. But as far as other things, I'm so in the dark on what currently podcasters do. Because like you've been saying for the last couple of years, it's all video now. Nobody does audio anymore. Well, I'm only doing audio. I will break the camera, so.
I'm of the mentality of I want to do both. But again, I don't want to do both. I'm kind of I kind of want to do the video just because I like messing around with it. But it's also a lot more time in editing that I don't really have.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of get it, but there's a lot. to kind of take in when things change, and a lot of it is platforms, a lot of it's trying to monetize things, a lot of it's trying to...
Yeah, that's...
Go ahead.
I think that's our biggest thing is, having to, figure out a way how to make money at this, because we don't.
Well, and they're with dynamic ad insertion at the moment, but that's about as far as it goes. So, and it's not that we don't, it barely covers, the hosting costs. But I also think that the website itself is part of the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sucks. It really does. It's dead. It's been run over with a truck like 6 times.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, if you look at all the different versions that it's been through, like this version, while it looked aesthetically pleasing for a while, it's been like double barreled over and run over with a truck. Like, it's not as nice as the previous version in some regards. And so I'm looking to fix that on the new one. And there's a lot of work that's gone into it. And yet to still go into it. But it's, mm-hmm. I think it'll be pretty solid once it's done.
Yep. Let's hope.
Let's hope. Yeah. Plus there's a lot of nicer ways of connecting with different shows, and our entire library will be back on it. So I'm mm-hmm. pretty excited about that. Plus I'll have Dan's video shows on there, and the way the interviews are broken down. I really love that because I don't have to do the work. it's self-populating,
mm-hmm.
which is great. Because at the moment I have to do them all on the website, and it's not fun because sometimes the website doesn't want to cooperate and put them in order. So
nope.
It's gonna be nice. So what are some guesstimates of where you'd like to see some of it go in 2019?
Well, I think I want to get back to more interviews, because between 2017 and 2018, we've had 5 interviews in the last 2 years. Whereas normally most of the interviews that I've done over the years, we would have had 10, 15, 20 people interviewed in 1 year. So that's kind of where I'm going to be leaning towards next year, other than bringing Tooncast back and a few other things. Honestly, the one show that I'm still excited to do research for, read stuff, do stuff for, is The Pull Bag. It really is, because I've had to move some things around, but in the last 2 months of The Pull Bag, we had 2 titles from Xenoscope Entertainment, Code Red and Red Agent, which follows Red Riding Hood in Xenoscope's Grim Fairy Tales universe. We had WWE Volume 3, Roman Empire, which is our continuing coverage of the Boom Studios WWE books. We've, after almost 6 years, JT and I went back and finished Superior Spider-Man from 2014 in 330. And then 331, 332, we're doing Batman White Knight into 2 parts. And episode 333, I'm going to be doing the KFC Presents comics from DC Comics, which... I'm not saying you want to do those, and I kind of already have a backup host if that's possible to do that with somebody else, but like, I read all 3 of these issues. It's 3 single issues of a comic, and it's 20 pages each, but the 20 pages go so fast because it's nothing but comedy. It's inserting Colonel Sanders into the DC universe and basically making fun of the DC universe, like the Colonel of 2 Earths or Crisis on Infinite Kentucky Fried Chickens or whatever it is. It's just hilarious and fun and interesting kind of a thing. So The Pull Bag offers me enough variety of comics that I want to cover or want to read or whatever. I'm not just going to go with, oh, whatever's new this week. I don't do that. I've never done that with The Pull Bag. And that's how I keep it fresh with, you know, wanting to podcast and not burning out.
Yeah, I kind of am hoping to do more interviews as well. And I want to bring on more randomized guest hosts on this show. And I kind of started doing that a little bit with the show. I mean, yeah, I know I've gone back to the mic rotation. It's mic, mic, or mic. So, but I did have DJ, I did have Dan, and I plan to pull some more people in. There might be another mic I might bring in of days of yore, but I would have to get the mic squared package to do that because it's more fun that way. It'll be interesting, but there's a lot I'd like to do on the show, and hopefully it evolves and listenership builds up and more interaction, and then hopefully the website is part of that process. So really don't have much else to add.
No, I think that's it.
Because we're getting to the end of the year point. We'll kind of have more of an overall network recap at the end of the year. I'm thinking the new website will launch either, like, it'll probably be on the first, to be perfectly honest, like on the first of the new year.
Probably, yeah.
Just because that's where I see it happening. There's still some linkage issues that need to be corrected before it goes live, and I really don't want to put it live till it works. Because I want people to be able to click on the links and actually be able to listen to the podcast, which I think is part of the reason why the current site doesn't have much traffic, because you can't listen to anything just about on the old. You know, if it's older than 2 years, it's like dead on the site.
Yeah, and we've both been going back and trying to fix that.
Yeah, so. it's not been fun.
And obviously, no. I remember there was one time off the air you mentioned to me, how is it that the Pullbag has 300 and something episodes when there's only 298 listed on iTunes or wherever it was? Well, you know what? You know why that is? Once we made the switch to Spreaker, and what I've noticed now, and I still have to go back and do it. There are a lot of episodes that Spreaker does not even have, like the episodes on the website. Thank God they're old episodes, and I still have the files when I was downloading the stuff from iTunes way back when. But like, I just looked today, as we're recording this, even though this will air in the future, Ghost of Christmas Future, even though it's not even Thanksgiving yet. Don't get me started. Kind of a thing where it's like, I had to find a Spider-Man episode to link in our Spider-Man, Superior Spider-Man episode. Oh, okay, I found it. The file's not there. Oh, okay, well, let me look on here on Spreaker. 61, 61.1, 67. Wait, where's 63 to 6? So, yeah. So, that's... I don't know how that happened or whatever, but... Yeah, having to not only correct the links but add in old episodes to Spreaker that were not, and it's fairly easy. You just copy the title, you copy the description, put a couple of tags in there, and you know, once you publish it, you can edit and backdate it to the proper date and all that and whatever. But like, you know, you talk about the ease of automation. I wish there was an easy way to automate all of that.
Oh, there would be. I had to do some of that on MWire.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I had to manually go through that one, and I had to re-upload everything to the server to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to import from the server to Blog Talk when it was on there to Spreaker. So yeah, it's not fun. Not fun at all.
So we go through a lot of work getting this content out to you guys.
Yep, definitely do. Definitely do. Yep. And we continue to work on some things, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll see how things progress in the new year, I can't wait for the year in review show, just to kind of see where we're going.
Yep.
But yeah,
absolutely.
So yeah, we're gonna sign off here, and until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.